USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden visited parts of Florida on Saturday that were devastated by Hurricane Idalia. Biden took an aerial tour and spoke in Live Oak, one of the towns in the process of recovering.
The spirit of this community is remarkable. When people are in real trouble, the most important thing you can give them is hope. There's no hope like your neighbor walking across the street and see what they can do for you, or the local pastor, or someone coming in and offering you help.
The White House says they were surprised that Governor Ron DeSantis chose not to meet the president, Fox News reported. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said there was no indication that DeSantis was not going to be there. Former President Trump is maintaining a stranglehold on the GOP. A new poll from the Wall Street Journal gives Trump a 46-point lead over DeSantis. The survey also put Trump and President Biden tied in a potential general election matchup. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who was a mainstay of Democratic politics for decades, died Friday. He was 75. Richardson was the Energy Secretary and United Nations Ambassador in the Clinton administration. Richardson died in his sleep at his summer home in Massachusetts. A man who turned a beach bum mentality into a lucrative life has died.
Wasting away.
Buffett, known for such hits as Margaritaville and Cheeseburger in Paradise, died at the age of 76. Five people in Virginia have died from complications of a rare but serious illness following a statewide outbreak of meningococcal disease. An alligator bit a child at a New Orleans beach that's been closed to the public for nearly 60 years. The hospital said the child was being treated as a trauma patient. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The latest now on victims of the Maui wildfires.
385 people are still missing more than 3 weeks after the wildfire in Lahaina. Maui police and the FBI said half of those on the list last week were located. However, nearly as many names have since been added. Authorities say at least 115 people died in the fire. The names of 50 of those have been publicly released. I'm Jeremy Scott.
People are remembering Jimmy Buffett, who died Friday, including Key West Mayor Terry Johnson.
Jimmy Buffett had a profound effect on Key West and the Florida Keys. He projected our lifestyle to people from around the world, live and let live.
She told CNN that Buffett had been part of the Key West scene since the 1970s. A ship missing for more than 150 years has been discovered in Lake Michigan, the Wisconsin Historical Society said. The Trinidad was built in 1867. At the movies, Denzel Washington's The Equalizer 3 is expected to pull in at least $30 million in its debut, and it could become the second biggest Labor Day weekend open in history. Deion Sanders had a memorable head coaching debut for the University of Colorado, stunning 17th-ranked TCU for a come-from-behind victory Saturday, 45-42. TCU, you'll recall, was in the national championship a season ago. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP